Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1708, Lisa Phillips, trustee.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding conditional use number 1708, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of that conditional use number 1708 for Lisa Phillips, trustee, for excavation of a borrow pit and pond reclamation based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, a need exists in the area for sand and gravel. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community, particularly since a majority of the neighboring properties are owned by the applicant's family. The site will be reclaimed into a wildlife pond and wildlife tree planting and habitat area. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being, no materials shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. The access driveway shall be stone or similar material to assist removing dirt from the truck tires prior to leaving the site. Any entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the borrow pit is not in operation. The hours of operation for the business on this site shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any borrow pit activity on Sundays. No fuel shall be stored on site for borrow pit operations. No stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried on the site of the borrow pit. The borrow pit shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and those slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point. A final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plans shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. The applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. Markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. The borrow pit shall be surrounded by a landscaped 50-foot wide, unexcavated buffer strip, and the pit shall be at least 100 feet from any street lines, 50 feet from all other property lines, and 50 feet from all federal wetlands. In addition, the borrow pit shall be at least 200 feet from any dwelling or property of other ownership. No dredging activities shall be permitted on the site. Every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. The applicant shall also comply with all of the requirements as set forth in Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. That's my motion.
Question?
Yes.
Made reference to 25-foot depth. The presentation was for 28-foot depth with a 25-foot water depth. That's why I remember. I looked at the site plan and it shows 28-foot depth.
But with a 3-to-1 slope, it'd be 28 and 25-foot water depth?
Yeah, it was 25-foot water depth.
You could certainly, Mr. Smith, if you wanted to, you could amend the motion just to reflect that. If that was your choosing.
Yeah, I would be only too happy to amend that item G from the pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point to indicate the water level in the pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point, if that gives better accuracy and clarity.
It would change the pit depth to 28. From existing grade.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's what it was said in the record.
Okay.
And just for the commission's benefit, looking at section 115-172B, the depth of the pit, I don't see that there's any minimum or maximum on that, so it's not.
That is not.
Yeah.
What do you think would give the best accuracy to amend this to 25-foot water depth or 28-foot as indicated on the record by the applicant?
I mean, I think if you just do the depth of the pit to 28 feet.
All right.
You know, I mean, the water depth is really secondary to that.
Because it's going to have a water control structure anyway.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Then, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend the condition of approval that indicated, as Mr. Lank had mentioned, 25 feet, and correct that to the pit shall not be greater than 28 feet deep at any point.
All right, sir.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1708.
Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect I did not participate in the public hearing.
All right, sir. And I assume you will not be voting also?
That's correct.
Okay, so noted. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1708, Lisa Phillips, trustee, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next